Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It is Friday the 13th, which, whatever.
Spooky.
For all you superstitious people, stay home. I don't know. It's also the last day to play Free Food and Fuel. Here on Cruise FM, we're going to be running two cuticles, but also a bonus play on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So you can get your chance to win there. And then we're giving away the grand prize on Monday. $5,200 worth of gas or groceries for you works out to $100 a week for a year, basically. So
that's the sad stuff. Last day, food and fuel, spooky day galore.
Whatever.
Let's get to the good stuff, because my goodness, I am jacked up for today. Canadian TV show draft, 8:40.
Yes.
Best Canadian TV shows, let us know. 938-0963. What show is going first overall? Probably Littlest Hobo. It's cloudy and rainy as a ginger. I love it. We're going to be talking about sports, confused lyrics. I'm very pumped for today, but the main reason I am pumped for today, Kids in the Hall is back. It's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
I believe it's there for you right now. If you go to your Amazon Prime, if you have it.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer yet.
It looks so... You know what? How sometimes you see the trailer for something where you're like, ooh, I'm really looking forward to this, and then you're instantly disappointed?
Yes.
This is the opposite of that. It looks really good.
I saw a trailer for the trailer, if that makes any sense.
It does.
A commercial for the trailer. It looks weird because it should look 90s, right? It should look like it has a 90s camera, right? But it's not. It's the guys from Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Looking old in HD. It's weird. Like,
you know,
they should not be in HD. They should be in grainy 90s camera vision.
The other thing, too, is the budget for this little mini season. They're doing probably a lot more than they had in the past.
Yeah.
So their costumes and stuff were hilarious. But I love the fact, too, that they have not departed from who they are. They're the exact same little idiots, and I love it.
I'm 27 years off.
I know.
And then just back at it.
Can you imagine having that kind of staying power where you can do that show again 27 years later and people are like, yes,
well,
absolutely.
It'd still be funny too if we took 27 years off and tried to come back and do our show, no
That's
practice.
Ridiculous.
It'd be like this. Cruise mornings with...
We wouldn't even get approved, man. It wouldn't happen.
What's your name again? Stacy, yeah. It's Cruise Mornings with Stacy and Clayton. Question for you, Stacy.
Yes.
As everyone hears you drink from your coffee cup.
Good morning.
What is that? ASMR? Is that what the cool kids call it?
Yeah.
When it's just like the sound effects in a microphone?
I'm like whispering really close to the microphone and stuff.
It's like public radio when you get really close to the microphone like this.
Sweaty balls.
Turn the levels way, way up.
Way up.
How's it going, everybody? Oh, that's enough of that.
Disgusting.
That's the worst
Gross.
Thing you've ever done. Baby showers.
What about them?
Our baby shower is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I say our baby shower because I don't know if I'm supposed to go or if I'm not supposed to go. My wife keeps dropping hints that she wants me to attend
You're
the baby shower.
You're not supposed to go.
Right?
You're
That's
not
what
supposed
I thought.
To go.
That's what I thought. Don't
Unless,
yell at me.
I'm sorry. Unless... Sometimes I have, like, you know how sometimes people do joint stagettes where it's like the girls show up at the end for a party or whatever. I've seen joint baby showers as in all the ladies are inside doing the games and what have you. And out in the backyard, the guys are drinking beers, playing beer pong.
Oh, that sounds like a good
that
time,
just sounds
actually, yeah.
Like guys hanging out where some women happen to be having a baby shower.
That's just a Saturday right there, actually.
Right?
So
it
just happens to be at the same place.
Exactly.
No, but she wants me to be like the only guy there. Like it's No.
You
right?
know something
I don't know.
Else too, and this is like maybe some of the ladies in attendance want to get into the nitty gritties on like the birth story and don't know
Sign
you that well.
Me up.
Right? Like, I don't know. It's just
I love a good birth story.
Contractions started at 7. By the time he was... No, I just...
Well, were they 5 or 7 minutes apart by then?
Well,
I'm reading all the books and all. I'm watching all the videos. I am a master right now, okay? I know everything.
I think it's cool if you show up at the end to take all the presents to the car.
Oh, like, I'm not a monster. I'm obviously going to do that, right? You drop the wife off, you pick her up, obviously, right? But, like, sitting there for the whole charade, that's not expected of the man in that situation. Okay, good. I just... Again, she doesn't... She says, I don't expect you to go, obviously, but then drops the hint, right?
Well, as soon as she says, I don't expect you to go, obviously, say, good, all right, I have plans, see you later. Huh. There you go.
Oh, if only.
I know.
If only, Stacey.
Endangered species, we hear about them all the time. It's unfortunate because you never want something to disappear, right? It's we can protect them, like the pandas.
Yeah.
Add this to the list, though, of endangered species. Karens.
Dum, dum, dum.
Honestly, legitimately, a baby has not been named Karen here in Canada since 2019.
That's not fair. Karen's a solid name.
And, you know, if you don't know kind of what we're referencing is, Karen has been given this, or a Karen is the name for somebody who is usually an aged white woman who wants to speak to the manager.
High maintenance.
That's the stereotype.
Speak to the manager.
Yeah.
It's my world. You're just living in it kind of person. And it's unfair because Karens, oh, man, like, they've done their time and then some. This Karen joke has been going on for too long. We talked about it last week. We're like, you know what? We need a new Karen name.
Yes.
All right? Because Karens, they've been through enough. We're caring about Karens. That's what we're doing right now. We're not bullying or anything. We just want Karens. We want to get back to the normal Karen life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should retire Karen forever here, Stacey.
My mom deserves to have a good life.
I always forget that your mom's name is Karen.
She is, yeah.
And she doesn't care, right? She's one of those people that's like,
she's not caring about it. Anyway.
You would.
I did.
That's the thing, though. Like, maybe not a new Karen name. Like, that's what we did last week. It was like, oh, Lorna. Lorna's the new Karen.
Janet.
Okay, maybe we should just have, like, no more Karen names. Just no more Karen.
All the Karens have to change their names.
Or, like a made-up name or something. No, Karen shouldn't have to change their names. It's not their fault.
Go by their middle names?
But seriously, let's retire Karen. And I don't know why we're playing the Young and the Restless theme song while
my mom does love the
Karen.
Young and the Restless.
It just seems like most Karens
it's
probably love this show.
Yes.
I don't know why.
It's amazing.
Again, as we're talking about not stereotyping Karens.
We just did it again. God, we're horrible at this.
Are bad. But seriously, we're caring about Karens on Cruise FM. It's done, guys. No more jokes.
No more jokes. No more drama. Mary J. Blige, it fits. Oh my God.
This one really went off the rails quick.
But well, very well.
One of our favorite things about Friday, it's draft time, baby. You were gone last Friday, so we didn't have a draft.
Right.
We've been off and on with our drafts. It was every Friday for a while, and it's just our schedules have been so wonky.
Yeah.
So
we're busy people.
Draft day today, baby. Same old, same old. Five rounds, no rules. We're drafting Canadian TV shows today.
Oh, I feel sick.
Canadian TV shows. Who has the best lineup of shows? As always, we'll post it up on the Facebook page. You decide the winner. Give us a text as well. 9380963. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see who gets the first pick here. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh!
I know what
good
show you're going to pick. Just pick it.
Schitt's Creek. First overall pick.
Schitt's Creek. First overall pick. Me. I want Schitt's Creek. Me.
You're next, buddy.
See, after this, like, what do you do?
Oh, there's tons, trust me.
I know, but it's just, that's the obvious one, right? I hate drafts where there's the obvious number one pick, and there's, like, five number twos, because
exactly.
You feel so insecure about your number two pick.
I know. Oh, no pressure.
You know what? What comes around is all around. 6 out of 10. I'm going with Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles, Trailer Park Boys, with my first round pick.
Good pick. Second overall pick for myself kept me going through my teenage years, Degrassi Junior High.
Okay.
Specifically Degrassi Junior High.
Okay. I am going to go with... you know what? Maybe I don't pick that till tomorrow. Until maybe tomorrow. Littlest Hobo. That was a bad... You know what? I tried to make it work. It did
you
not
did
work. Littlest Hobo. Second round. Okay.
I'm just going to pick the obvious here. I can't believe it hasn't been picked. But the reason we're doing this draft today, Kids in the Hall.
I was just going to pick that. I was
just going to pick that.
Well, because... I do not like when the voice gets used on me.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
I have tasted my own medicine, and it is bitter. It is bitter.
Oh my God, this is the best draft ever.
What do I do here? Where do I go? Where do I go? You know where I'm going to go?
Where are you going?
I'm going to go back to my childhood.
Okay.
Mr. Dress-Up.
Ah! Yeah, how does it feel?
Feels horrible.
I love the drafts because we act like we're nine.
I know.
We're so competitive.
Okay, well... I'm going to go back to my childhood. I'm torn between two of them, but I am going to go, You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. People listening to this might not think that there's a lot going on.
There's a lot
going on. Not close, baby. You're so wrong. Really? Nothing?
I'm bad
with... Corner gas!
Oh,
you think there's not a lot going on? Really? Nothing from that?
I'm not a huge corner gas fan. I'm sorry, all of Saskatchewan.
That's fine. That's just where our radio station is.
Whatever.
Go back to Woolerton.
Okay, now this is my fifth overall pick. Mm-hmm. TV in Canada. Hockey Night in Canada.
Are we going to allow that?
Why not? It's a show.
It's a sport.
It's a show.
All right, be greasy, fine. Fine, whatever.
Like it was on the TV.
I realize it was on the TV. I know how it
hockey
works.
Night in
I watch it all the time.
It happened to feature a hockey game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take Dragon's Den.
Oh, sleeper pick.
Sleeper pick with nice. The fifth round there. All right, your team here.
Number one, Schitt's Creek. Thank you very much. Number two, Degrassi Junior High. Number three, Kids in the Hall. Number four, You Can't Do That on Television. And number five, Hockey Night in Canada.
I got Trailer Park Boys, Littlest Hobo, Mr. Dress-Up, Corner Gas, Dragon's Den. Who won?
Good
Call
list.
Or text 938-0963. It's going to be a tight one.
Great hits and the best rock ever. 96.3 Cruise FM. That is Green Day with Basket Case. Sorry. It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. Just really quickly, there's a train, Idlewild, coming into town.
Classic.
Long one.
Classic.
Cruise Mornings, we are suffering intense draft regret.
Always. Every draft, what happens is we draft our teams.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, people text us, your team sucks, you missed this. And we're like, oh, wow, we do suck.
We got a text, and it was somebody... who was obviously listening to Cruise Mornings, and they know us because they were like, wow, can't believe Clayton forgot about Kenny versus Spenny and Letterkenny.
Yeah, sorry about that one,
Jason.
So here's the thing. We're each getting a bonus pick. I'm picking Kenny versus Spenny.
He felt that strongly.
I'm picking Kenny versus Spenny as my bonus pick.
Yeah, and I took Raccoons.
The Raccoons. Okay. So, yeah, with every single draft we do, because we do it every Friday... we blew it. There are so many good shows we missed. Like Letterkenny that's like the new It Canadian show. It's got like 10 seasons now, I think.
I know, that's crazy. It gets overwhelming though when you come to like sometimes we pick topics where it's like there's only probably like five or six actual legit ones. Canadian TV shows
this
is ridiculous.
One.
My honorable mentions, obviously, Beachcombers,
mm-hmm.
Due South, a little known child game show called Just Like Mom. Back where the kids would answer questions, the moms would answer questions about the kids.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And then
one.
I'm dating myself.
Okay.
And then the kids would have to make a creation in the kitchen, and the moms would have to eat it. And it was like orange pop, flour, and chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Also, Yan Can Cook, another great one. Due South. Oh my God, I could go on.
Yan Can Cook was great. I can't believe none of us took Yan.
And you didn't choose Babar,
or Rupert, my boy. Dun dun. Dun 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 dun.
Kid Street.
Some other good ones. Street Sense.
Oh my God.
Left that one off. Man, that show was hot in the day. Student Bodies. That's a niche one, but that's
I know that
Student
one.
Bodies. That was a good one. Radio Free Roscoe. The reason I wanted to get into radio.
Aww.
RFR. So at a high school radio station that was like the man, and then these kids started an underground radio station to go against their high school station.
Fun.
Question mark. Oh, man.
Also, My Secret Identity.
Airwolf. Fraggle Jeez. Rock.
North of 60.
What was the other one? Groundlings Marsh. Again,
Friendly
super
Giant.
Niche.
Oh, my God.
There's so many niche ones. La La's Land. What's the Talking Pineapple one again?
I have no idea.
Canadian TV. Can we just take
Danger
a second?
Bay.
Can we just take a second and appreciate Canadian television? What a... Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Road to Avonlea. What was I thinking?
That is, remember the old lady in that show?
And Aggie.
The tightest bun you'll ever see in your entire life. How does that lady not have a migraine 24-7? It was like someone ripped her hair back and just tied it up, and she was the nastiest lady.
She had the tiniest little mouth.
I hated that lady.
And Aggie.
That was a great show.
It was.
I like to peruse realtor.ca. Even though I own a house, I like looking at the listings.
I'm obsessed.
I think a lot of people do that. They just look at other people's houses or the housing listings and
I think people use the whole, like, I'm really interested in the real estate market as an excuse, when ultimately, I just like seeing in other people's homes.
You like creeping. You like creeping and then yeah. Picturing what it would be like living in that house. There's a house for sale on 5th Street. This was on the Saskatoon Reddit page, by the way, too. So you know it's funny when.
Oh, boy.
This house, by the way, great neighborhood. In the Haltane neighborhood. Great little area of town. Two bathrooms, one bedroom. Kind of a weird setup.
What?
Yeah. Also, there's a giant stripper pole right when you walk in.
Oh, perfect.
So it doesn't have like a foyer or anything like that, like a front closet area. It's one of those situations. You open up the door.
There you
are. Boom, you're in the living room.
Yeah.
Boom, you're in the stripper VIP area, apparently. It's a giant, like, it's in, like, installed in the floor
and
everything.
It's bracketed
now,
and mounted.
Here's the thing. Like, pole workouts... Oh, my God.
Oh, it's an amazing
workout.
They're
so tough. Like, do not be like, oh, stripper pole. No, this is probably someone who owns a gym or something like that that does stuff like this. It is a
very
great
strong
core exercise. We did it for football training back in the day.
Oh, really?
We were looking for, like, outside-the-box workouts.
Yeah.
We went 0-10 that year, by the way.
Perfect.
And we were doing this, and a bunch of, like, giant football guys trying to do pole dancing moves. It didn't. That's why we were 0-10, right?
Yeah.
It was a big joke. People laugh at this, but if the price is right, and with the housing market it is right now, like how much would you pay for a house with a giant stripper pole right in the middle?
Geez, I would probably take it out immediately.
Well, let's say you can't. Let's say it's like a load-bearing wall or like you
a
know it's keeping the roof up. That's the only thing keeping this house together.
How much would I pay for it? Yeah. I don't know, $100,000.
Oh, it doesn't matter because this is the Saskatoon housing market. That house has already been sold. By the time we were talking, someone
for
bought that 10 house.
$10,000
so.
Over asking.
Oh, classic sound. Saskatoon. So, gas prices. All right, good talk. Commercials.
Can I just say I'm really glad I filled up yesterday. I kind of forgot about our entire conversation we had about gas prices going up for the...
Thank you. That makes me feel special.
Well, it makes me feel bad, too. But I filled up yesterday Costco, and then they went up, so I feel, I don't know, like I dodged a bullet.
You're feeling like the...
Opposite.
The
yes.
Winning
yes.
Price is Right sound effect, not the... Yeah, like 187 or something right
187
now?
In some places. 171 at Costco yesterday, so I don't know what it is today.
I feel like those announcers who announce darts. 171!
187 cents!
180!
Well done.
That was actually very good, if I can toot my own horn there for
you
a bit.
Always do.
It's depressing because that's not good.
Regardless, with those prices, you know, sometimes there's tips out there for us to try and get good gas mileage. When you're younger, you just take your car and drive it, right?
Yeah.
I never thought about gas mileage.
No.
Who cares? I fill it up. My Firefly was like literally $19 to fill the tank. I didn't care.
Jeez.
It was ripping all over town. This was back in the 90s. Anyway, what they say about gas mileage a lot of times, too, is like plan your trip out. So you know exactly where you're going. Not detours, that sort of thing, which
makes sense.
Try not to let your vehicle run into disrepair. Blah, blah, blah. Take care of it. Oil changes. One thing, too, is to use cruise control, but only when it's safe. My mom, bless her heart.
So Taylor Street?
Likes to use cruise control in Spadina Crescent. sets it at
50, that's even worse.
Sets it at 59 on the stretch from like White.
59 on Spadina?
Yeah.
Like when she gets to downtown as well?
No. We're talking the scenic route before you get to Ravine.
I'm picturing your mom Karen just ripping 60 past the Bez over that little speed bump slash ramp that they have there.
By the way,
what is that thing? Is it a speed bump? Is it a sign? What is that?
It's meant for you to slow down and not hit people.
Well, not if Karen's going 60. It doesn't really matter, right? But, yeah, cruise control, obviously. Also, the old neutral trick. You're going down a hill, throw her in neutral.
Try to stay in neutral as much as you can. Yeah. Have people push you a lot of places.
I remember in driving school, in like grade 10 or 11, whenever it was, they told you that. Oh, you don't. Your car doesn't use gas when it's in neutral. And I thought I just discovered some huge life hack.
Amazing.
Every time going to Regina, oh, Lumsden, neutral. I'm saving so much gas. 10 cents maybe, Clayton, but yeah. Hey, 2 5-cent candy. Well, 1 5-cent candy with inflation. Yeah. Thanks, Trudeau.
I haven't traveled on an airplane for quite some time, just pandemic and everything. But as airports are, you know, slowly getting back to normal, they're saying they're really busy. A lot of lineups, and those are in part to maybe not all the staff coming back, right? They're still kind of running on a shorter staff and just more people wanting to travel. But also they're putting the blame on the long lineups on out of practice travelers.
Never heard of that before.
It's a thing, apparently. Basically, someone who hasn't traveled for a while and they're a little rusty. More specifically, when going through security, they've forgotten the rules. They've forgotten how it works. They've forgotten the motions you go through, like taking your laptop out of the laptop bag, for instance. You got to lay it in its own little container, okay. Send it through, that sort of thing.
That's causing like 5-hour delays
apparently,
at the airport.
You unexperienced
laptop cases.
Travelers.
Laptop cases. Hey, sorry guys, we'd love to put you on this plane, but we had to check like 18 laptop cases today.
Sorry.
You're not going on your family vacation. Sorry. But here's a $20 food coupon. Thank you.
You have to use it this minute.
Out of practice travelers, like, mm-hmm. You know the phrase, like riding a bike.
You would think.
I feel like traveling, going to the airport is like riding a bike. Who's completely forgetting the rules of travel? Who's showing up to the airport like, what do you mean I can't bring my emotional support samurai swords on board?
This is an outrage.
I need these.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't have a 2-liter bottle of hand lotion with me. Oh, what am I going to do?
What if my hands get really, really dry? You mean I can't start a campfire on the plane and make s'mores? What am I supposed to do with all these graham crackers I brought? I mean, I can't bring the graham crackers on either? What's the point of even traveling then?
Or having to... you mean I have to finish this entire bottle of water before I can get on the plane? Okay, 1 second.
I can't bring illegal drugs and do them on the plane? Are you serious? I thought this was Canada. I thought this was a free country.
What about... So this Ziploc full of raw chicken, I can't take... Am I carrying
this warm egg salad sandwich? You're telling me I can't bring this onto the plane? Well, you can, sir, but seriously, just don't.
Actually, I'm a bit hot right now. Do you mind if I just pop this open and change my clothes real quick? I want to change my sweater. It's too hot.
We're 30,000 feet, miss, but okay. How do you forget how to travel?
I don't know.
Figure it out, people. Shall we, Stacey?
Yes, we shall. Okay, first one. Well, actually, you know what? We forgot to mention. It's Cruise Confused Lyrics, Meat Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, things magically align where we have a theme. We've had names before of people. This one is all meat. First one is from Rachel, the police. So lonely. Rachel hears salami, salami, salami.
Good one.
Do love me a good spicy salami. Much like the title of the song, the actual lyrics are so lonely.
The next one is from Derek, Spaceship Superstar by Prism. Second here, let me get it ready. Derek hears, it's a giant meatball, rocky road, but it's too much for just one man.
It's a giant meatball, rocky road, but it's too much for just one man.
Rocky Road flavored meatballs.
Ice cream and meatballs? Wow.
That's a food truck idea right there. Ugh. The actual lyrics. It's a giant leap for rock and roll. Too much for just one man.
It's a giant leap for rock and roll, but it's too much for just one man.
This one, it's from Frankie, and we get a lot of these ones where ham is featured.
Because of hand.
This yeah. one, more specifically, Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand. You guessed it. Hold My Ham.
Weird request.
Please hold this ham. It's so heavy. Oh, it's one of those Costco ones with a bone in it. Very heavy.
Well, your first mistake was buying a ham to begin with.
You know what?
Garbage food.
Quit hating on ham.
Garbage food for garbage people.
Just like the title of the song.
Just kidding.
You just insulted
Kendra. About the ham, not the people part.
You insulted Kendra right to her core.
Oh, no.
She loves ham. Hold My Hand, like this song.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. We're doing this again Tuesday, 7 o'clock. So if you hear something that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, let us know.
9380. No, mornings at Cruise.
Well, also text us too.
Sure,
9380963. Well, Stacey.
Well, it's been a slice. It's
been a blast.
I will remember you.
2 times in one morning for this clip.
I know. Cruise mornings with Stacey and Clayton, and this is the last time we get to do the free food and fuel giveaway. Big shout out to Saskatoon Co-op and Sass Pork.
Yep.
There's still one more cue to call coming up later today.
And a free play on Facebook.
Exactly. So you still have 2 chances to get your hands on that $100 gift card for gas or groceries to Co-op and get in on the grand prize.
Which we're doing on Monday.
$100 a week for a year.
Pumped
so,
about that.
I'm not pumped about the last time, though.
I will remember you.
It's funny because we get so accustomed to playing the game, and then all of a sudden you look at the calendar and it's like, oh my God, that's it.
I know.
What are we going to do now?
To the phones we go. Hello, Cruz. Who is this?
This is Jane. I was just caller 65.
Well, that's not a win, but this is because you're caller 96.
Perfect.
Not only are you caller 96, but you are our last winner.
Yeah.
At least for Cruise Mornings anyway, because there is still one more cue to call coming up later today, but you're our last winner for free food and fuel, James.
How does that feel?
I'll try again.
And you know what they say, right? You always remember your last.
I don't think that's how that goes.
No,
but.
No.
That's worse than cold fries, guys.
Oh, that's so true.
That's a deep cut. We talked about that like 6 months ago. James listens to the show every single day.
Great guy.
And he's been trying every single day. And he finally got in on the last day.
Well, then he was 65. Mm-hmm. Caller 65. But we always say to people, keep trying.
Keep trying.
And a lot of people are like, yeah, whatever. It works.
One more try today. Keep trying, guys. One more cue to call coming up later today. Never know when it's going to play. Could be right now.
Probably not.
Probably not. No, it's not going to be right now.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.